Marijuana became legal for recreational sale in Oregon on October 1st, 2015. In the 3 years since, pot has become a nearly $500 million annual industry. I learned this from Mazen Malik, an economist who provides marijuana data for state lawmakers. He said the reality of Oregon's marijuana industry have blown past his expectations. Here is some of my conversation with Malik. How does this market compare? What kind of industries does that compare to?
The closest thing that you could compare it to is the different segments of the alcohol industry. If you compare it with beer, because beer also is an Oregon production and Oregon favorite thing. The beer market is probably twice as big as that. It's around 1.1, 1.2 billion. The marijuana or recreational marijuana market is good size, big, but it's not huge in that sense.
When it comes to tax money for Oregon, how much tax money did you expect recreational marijuana to generate, and what has been the reality?
What we expected, because of what based on all the other assumptions of the production and price and so on, we expected in the beginning about $35 million a year. And the first year was something in the neighborhood of about 55, 58 million. But this year is about 75, 77 million. So that's twice as much. And that just correlates with twice as fast reduction in production cost.
Where do you think this is headed? What's the future for marijuana when it comes to the market and tax money?
Well, I think there is a ceiling, of course, for that. And the ceiling is probably on the $100 million ceiling. There is, of course, some reports that say there is an increase in the user population. And interestingly, the highest increase is happening between baby boomers. However, I can't imagine that there would be a great influx of new users to this arena. I mean, you think about it, in the same way as alcohol is. Some people would, unfortunately, drink every day. Some people would drink on the weekends. Other people will drink on occasions. Some people will drink once a year or on Christmas or Thanksgiving. People have different habits, and you just don't necessarily start developing new ones because there is a lot more dispensaries around the corner.
Dispensaries are what many people still call marijuana shops. The name is a reminder of Oregon's medical marijuana history that paved the way for the recreational pot industry. Thanks for listening. This is Dylan Darling in the Register Guard Newsroom.